Nearly 6 weeks after Anisha Duffy Murnane went missing in Homer, efforts by family, friends, law enforcement, and community members to locate her continue. Murnane left her supportive housing apartment at 12:13 p.m. on October 17th, as evidenced by video taken at the apartment complex. She was believed to have been heading for a medical appointment just a few blocks away and has not been seen since. The Homer Police Department's current theory is that Murnane got into a vehicle near the intersection of Heath Street and Pioneer Avenue. What kind of vehicle, who was driving, and whether or not she got in willingly is unknown. With no leads in the case to date, the community remains on alert, posting flyers, sharing information on social media, and keeping updated through emails and weekly canvassing efforts. Family, friends, and community members gathered together for a vigil at WKFL Park this past Saturday. Approximately 50 people participated in the four-hour vigil. They held signs as well as candles and lanterns. KBBI's Christina Whiting attended the vigil. Homer community member Kate Finn is a lifelong friend of Duffy and her family. She was at the vigil all afternoon to show support to both the family and the community.
I am so happy to see so many people here today, because what we want to do is bring hope, which there's always, always hope. And we want to bring our hearts to this situation that has been going on for so long. It's inconceivable, really. So we're here to share our love and support, to know that we do step up. We will act.
Finn says that someone in the Homer community may hold the key to information that leads to Murnane's return.
For myself, I never, ever give up on human beings to do the right thing. And I think that there's people who may have information that they're subtly aware of. So many people in town were out and about on the day that Duffy disappeared. And I think that someone may easily have seen something that they didn't consider relevant at the time, particularly important. But if you look back on it now, October 17th, somewhere around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, where were you? What were you doing? What did you see? What did you hear from other people that afternoon?
Laura Fleener and her daughter Shelby helped to organize the vigil and have attended all of the canvases over the last month. While neither of them knew Murnane or her parents before Murnane went missing, they are committed to doing whatever they can to help.
I was raised here. I've been here for 40 years, and I've raised four kids here, and I just can't imagine what Ed and Sarah are going through with this, and just get the word out there and the flyers out there. Duffy could be anybody's sister. She could be anybody's daughter, and I think we need to remember that and how important it is to bring her home.
Lisa Talbot, pastor of Homer United Methodist Church, spoke to KBBI's Christina Whiting after the vigil.
I think one of the most important things we can do as Duffy's community is to hold on to hope for her and her safety, for her family, so that they know that we have not forgotten, we are not ignoring this, that we still are looking for Duffy. My sign today says, hope is an anchor to the soul. This is a scripture that is really important to me. And we all anchored our feet to the ground that connects us to Duffy wherever she is. And we lifted up a prayer that Duffy will come home soon.
More information about community efforts can be found at the Facebook page, Bring Duffy Home. You can call the Homer Police Department with tips at 235-3150. And anonymous tips can also be made to Peninsula Crime Stoppers at 907-283-8477.